Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about Lentor Central Residence. Can buy or bye-bye. Lentor Central Residence is a 477 units residential development by Hong Leong Group, Guagoland and CSC Land Group. There will be two tower blocks sitting on the GLA site along Lentor Central off Yio Chu Kang Road. This is the seventh new launch in this area. Definitely, this wouldn't be the last. Can the market absorb so many homes in this area? Well, there are much to talk about. Let's head straight to the discussion. Let's go into the site details. This upcoming condo is located along Lentor Central. This is a greenfield site in the Lentor area. To the right is Lentor MRT station and to the back is Lentor Garden. In between all the condos is a park known as Hulock Park, which is going to be developed by M-Parks in the future. This is going to be the future private condo enclave in the Lentor area. Anyway, for those that are curious why some of our condos are built in a certain way, well, they are formulated under the development control plans governed by URA. This ensures that buildings is designed in a certain format and comply with certain guidelines that complement the surrounding development. They range from building envelope control to distance apart between buildings to setbacks. Let's go into the competition for this site. Since this is already the 7th plot of land, it's not unusual to see less competition in this area. This site attracts 2 bidders. We can tell that the winning bidder placed a competitive bid to defend its position in this location. After all, most of the condos in this area are developed either by Hong Leong Group, Guagoland and Partners. The winning bid is 6% higher than the other bids placed by Fraser's Property. This looks decent to me. Based on the break-even cost, the winning bid at 982 per square feet means the break-even will be 1,793 per square feet per plot ratio. If we factor in a 20% margin, the estimated selling price will be 2,150 per square feet. Above 2,000 per square feet is the norm for suburb new homes today. Lentor Central will have 2 blocks of 27 to 28 storey apartments with landscape decks, basement car parks and communal facilities. It's on 99 years leasehold. There are a total of 477 units. The date of vacant possession is 3rd quarter of 2028. As for the unit mix, it's as follows. There's a good mixture of 1 to 4 bedrooms. We have the smallest 1 bedroom at 463 square feet to the typical 2 bedroom at 786 square feet. As for the 3 bedrooms, they range from compact 950 square feet to the biggest 1076 square feet. As for the 4 bedrooms, they range from 1184 square feet to 1399 square feet. Different types for all the various needs. Next, let's head over to the usual SWOT analysis. Firstly is the developer track record. I doubt I need to say more regarding Hong Leong Group, Guagoland to CSC Land Group, which is the developer arm of China Construction. Singapore property developers very hard to go bankrupt one. Here, you no worry. Secondly, let's take a look at the layout. This is a 2-bedroom that measures 786 square feet. There's a shift in design concept for the study area. The developers have moved it near the entrance to the common bathroom. This means you can even enclose the study to become a compact-sized 3-bedroom apartment. As for the kitchen, it should rightfully be placed near the entrance for any kitchen fumes to dissipate away. Again, if we look into the 3-bedroom, the layout has been improved by having the aircon latch to the side of the wall instead to the front of the bedrooms. This means the bedroom will be quieter and having more privacy during maintenance work. The same goes for the 4-bedroom. This after the implementation of the gross floor area harmonization regulation in June 2023. Again, today new homes are small. They keep shrinking in size to make it affordable to most buyers. I think more should be done to prevent the further deterioration of our built environment. This has already been widely reported in the media. I hope one day the authority can understand this pain point and fix the flaw in our system. HDB BTO flats is a good example of decent living space with practical design. At least, most HDB flats have a yard area. That is why future condo must also have a mandatory service yard. And please, do away with open concept kitchen. Might as well you remove the entire kitchen, right? Correct, right? The next weakness is none other than the price. From 2,100 per square feet, some say they are very expensive, while others say they are still affordable. I mean, let's put things into perspective. They come with a fresh 99 years lease. If you cannot stomach 2,000 per square feet, then please go for older 99 years leasehold condo such as Far Horizon Garden. It's already 43 years old and left with a remaining lease of 56 years. The current going rate is 1150 PSF. If you have plans to buy for en bloc, please continue to do so. However, if you have plans to enjoy the facility and live in a new condo, I think the current price is not unreasonable. Going forward, can make money in Lentor Central. My assessment is this. This is still a purely residential area. Buyers are buying mainly for own stay. If you have plans to buy for your own family, please continue to do so. Please go for the bigger 3 and 4 bedrooms. Anyway, don't expect to make a lot of money going forward either. Neither will you be losing money big time. Unless all the thousands of owners in this area are cash strapped and over leveraged to finance their property, then this is another story. Else I doubt most landlord owners are desperate to sell cheap even during a recession. Singaporean got money one. Just take a look at how much are being scammed yearly. This is indeed very worrying. That is why if you have extra at home, buy property is still the safest bet. And these scammers have yet to learn the art of scamming your property away. What are the threats? Other than the usual market peak, trade war, and aging population with disruption to job going forward, we are living in uncertain times today. However, the greater threat in the landlord is still the massive supply of housing in this area. I wouldn't be surprised to see another 3-4 GLA site put up for tender. When this area is fully developed, I suppose there will easily be 6,000-7,000 new homes looking to find buyers. Let's assume 30% are put up in the market. This means easily 2,000 listings can be found online. Where will the buyer be coming from? BTO owners? Possible. PR and new citizen? Possible too. Singles? Well, there are BTO flats to choose from. Unless those that exceed the income ceiling. That is why I say, if you have plans to buy, preferably buy and enjoy the condo and enjoy the facilities. And don't expect too much in the far horizon. Lentor Central residents will likewise still attract a fair share of buyers due to its proximity to the MRT station. Newer development, better layout to reputable developers. They wouldn't be selling cheap either. They have no need to do so as they have a moral obligation to maintain the current status quo. On another note, if prices are priced attractively from the low 2,000 per square feet, then I think it's worth considering. Who knows, with upcoming supply on strip in the Upper Thomson area, will they price to sell? I think the odds is low. After all, they have already cemented their foothold there too. Anyway, the show flat will tentatively open in the coming weeks. My company is the official marketing agent. Please contact me if you need more information. Can't support me as how you support this channel. That's all. Thank you for watching and see you soon.